This is CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.
No, we can't go on all night. I don't know what that song was. Can we please delete it off of this? No, delete it off the whole system. What was that?
I have no idea.
I don't want to start the show like that. No. Not at all. Not at all. How you doing, Kay?
Good, thanks. And you?
Good. It's Tuesday. Welcome back to The Good Stuff. It's Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brendan Q, the good things guy. And we also got Kerry, the good news girl, sitting right
Morning.
Next to me. Morning, yo. It's Tuesday. We love bringing you the good stuff. So much going on. Protests, crime, corruption, our president, that censorship. We're not going to speak about any of that cuck. We're here to bring you just good news and only good things.
Oh, wait, hold on. For those of you that don't live in South Africa, cuck means?
It means terrible. It's like, you know, this is on radio, so we are allowed to swear. So if I say cuck means shitty, it really means shitty. So we're not going to bring you any of that bad news. We're going to bring you the good stuff. And every week we aim to put a smile on people's faces, inspirational stories, good news. Kerry and I always kick off the show with a bit of a... what's trending. So we're going to speak about what's going on and sort of catch you up. There's things like Pokemon Go and...
oh, my goodness.
Uber for ice cream, which I'm quite excited about.
Uber for ice cream.
Then we also get to interview Colin McKenzie from the DMD Trust, who will be telling us about the great work that he's doing and the awareness that he's bringing to this disease. I don't know much about it, so I'm excited to sort of...
Get into the crux.
Yeah, man, it's cool. And then we've got Sharon O'Neill, who's been in the studio a couple of times. Her little daughter, Layla, is just the most phenomenal human being. Mm. She is a cancer fighter and survivor. Not all superheroes wear cancer. And she certainly is a superhero in my eyes. They're coming in.
Some wear crowns,
like princesses. She's coming in today with our very own Brett Levy to speak about the new app that they've created for her and for you so that you
can play
a game and donate towards charity. It's a first that I've heard of in South Africa, so I'm excited about that. And then we've also got our CEO from DDZ, which is a decor company. And actually, when I'm not playing on radio, we've used them before in our company.
Really?
No jokes.
So it's like office...
No. It's decor as in eventing decor.
Eventing decor.
And he's joined on to the Sympathy Sleepouts. So we're going to be speaking to him about what that means. And also
it's
the CEO Sleepouts. It is close. I got an email yesterday with regards to us being on the bridge. And I needed to give a whole bunch of information. And I did. So we're going to be on the bridge on the 28th of July. And I'm excited about it. You know... It's the second year that it's happening in South Africa, and we'll get into it in a little bit. The initiative does take a bit of flack because people are like, it's not like you're homeless sleeping on a bridge for one night, boo. But it's actually not about that.
Not at all.
They're getting 250 CEOs to sleep on a bridge, plus students and university kids and some media people like us. Yeah. And we get to sit on the bridge not just to feel the cold and pretend we're homeless, because it's not about that.
Really not about that.
It's about raising awareness. First of all.
Yes.
Second of all, it's about raising money. Their aim this year is 40 million rand.
Rand.
40 million rands in one night.
That's massive.
It's huge. Never been done in South Africa. And then also, I mean, every week, if you haven't been listening, please go and download the podcasts. Mm-hmm. We've been speaking to CEOs, and the biggest thing, the common thread, the thing that ties it all together is that they sit on this bridge the whole night. No one sleeps. And they try to figure out a way forward to help South Africa. And I think that's what we need to concentrate on, is the good side of that.
And people need to understand as well, 250 CEOs in one place at the same time.
Hashtag change makers.
Exactly. That's exactly it. I mean, where do you see that?
You don't ever.
If you want to get a hold of CEOs, you go to a bookstore and you buy one of those thick books.
And you read up on them.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's exciting and we're excited to be a part of it as Cliff Central and both Kerry and myself. If you want to get involved with the conversation and tell us your good news, or you know what, give us feedback on what you think about the CEO Sleepouts. It's important. It's a conversation. Very. You can get in touch 0861 555 189. You can also send messages to the WeChat account. It is live in front of us, so we can see what you're saying. Or you can tweet us, CliffCentral.com, or myself, Brent Lindekew, or Kerry Stain.
Talk to us.
It's that easy. Okay, okay, so I mentioned it when we opened. Pokemon Go.
Okay, so...
Away.
So, last week I was sitting in the office, and two guys in the office are Mark and Anton. They're coders, graphic designer, you know. So they know. They know about this kind of stuff.
They're in the know.
And that is, I mean, we were sitting there and they were like, oh my word, have you seen what's going on? And I'm like, really? And it was Anton's birthday and they decided they were going to go get pizza. But they went to go get pizza on the other side of town.
So
okay.
They could catch some Pokemon.
Oh, my hat. Really? And that's all they've been doing. And
okay, but you understand what the big trend is, though. Do you get it?
Do I understand Pokemon Go?
Yes. No, you don't, clearly. Okay, so I'll give you a quick explanation. So
okay,
you
do that.
Okay, so when we were kids, I mean, our age, my age, maybe
yeah,
so people
we,
that
we're
I
the
age,
same age.
We're the same age. We used to watch Pokemon.
Yes.
And Pokemon was about, like, this kid, a teenager mm-hmm. kid, and there was a couple of them that were all Pokemon masters.
We had our Tazos and our cards.
Exactly. Yeah. But the show itself,
yes.
He had a little device
yeah.
that he used to hold up.
Mm.
And when a Pokemon used to jump out or used to whatever, he would then throw his ball,
yes.
and it would go, and it would catch the Pokemon, and then the Pokemon would live in his device forever.
Oh.
So welcome to 2016, where
hey,
everybody
listen.
Has a device.
Listen, okay?
Linda, listen.
Listen, honey, please.
Listen,
I'm
honey,
going
please.
To catch cupcakes, rather.
So the whole thing is, it's live. So when you hold up your screen and you search around the room for Pokemon, they pop up.
I know. And they
then
were just
you throw a ball.
I know, they were just discussing it on the radio on the way here, on another station, obviously. And this was the subject. And they were talking about it.
Well,
and
everybody,
I mean, this one guy phoned in and he said, it's actually become family time. Him and his kids and his wife get in the car and they go and find Pokemons. Or they go walking. He's like, it's become an exercise thing.
Okay, so there are positives here.
Yes.
There's been a couple of stories
walking,
that have trended.
Exercising, running.
Correct. There's been a couple of stories that have trended, like there was the car crash.
Yes.
Let me just tell you, for free and for nothing, that was fake. There was
dead,
no car crash.
Dead people and Pokemon.
Okay, that was true.
Yeah.
They really did find...
A dead body.
A dead body. I hope this isn't one of our top trending stories. Are we
no,
getting into it?
No,
just checking. No, so they did find a dead body. But I mean, if you were walking in a lake, you might...
Where no people
correct.
Really walk.
So, you know,
unless you're finding Pokemon and his little people.
The good news here, exercise, which yes. I think is flippin' cool. There was a story that came out of Australia about a little autistic kid that was about 7, 8.
Yeah.
And this child hadn't left the house in about 4 years because of their autism.
Really?
Hadn't even gone to the garden. And over the weekend...
He had to go catch Pokemon.
He said to his mom, Mom, I want to go outside. I need to catch Pokemon. And outside he went into the garden, no problem. So there's two good stories. The third is it's becoming incredibly social. You've just
yes.
said the whole family thing.
And apparently, he said that when they go walking, the whole family is looking for Pokemon. And then people next to them, you see they're doing the same thing.
Yeah,
and then you find out, are you on the red team or the blue team or the yellow team? Which one are you guys looking for? And you start chatting about it. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Can you imagine going to somewhere like Monte Cassino and you guys are all playing Pokemon?
I think it's cool. And I think it's, you know,
it's like
it's
you
taking,
meet new people.
And it's taking that whole thing of where we're stuck in our phones all the time. Now you're sort of getting out and being a bit social, and who knows, it might be here for a day, it might be here for the
big, well,
it might
be here a week,
it might be the biggest app this year, we just don't know.
Yeah.
I've downloaded it and I'm safe to say there are no Pokemon currently at Cliff Central.
We're okay,
so we can concentrate on the show. The other thing that I want to talk about, yesterday Suzelle DIY, we love her, she's been on the show twice, We love you, Suzelle.
Yes.
You're so
we love you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So she did a new video, which you guys can go watch if you go to her Facebook, which is Suzelle DIY. But what's really interesting is...
She's really interesting.
She's quite interesting.
Yes.
The video that she's made this week is all about her going to Mabula Game Lodge, and Marianne is with her.
Oh, wow.
But what's really interesting... is the DIY team have branched out. They've introduced us to a new character called Reino in the Bush. And
Reino in the Bush, eh?
Reino in the Bush
sounds
has
amazing.
Got his own YouTube channel as well.
Oh, wow.
So they're making like a little empire, a little DIY empire.
A little South African DIY empire.
So please, go check it out. Go check out. I love Suzelle. We do love her. And we hope to have her on the show again soon. Something else that happened yesterday was the hijacked plane.
Yeah.
Did you see all
yes,
of that?
Yes, and then it didn't happen.
So then a Facebook page, and it all happens on social media, by the name of Intelligence Bureau South Africa, released this thing going, a plane has just been hijacked on the way from Cape Town to Vonneboom, and South Africa went bossies.
Crazy.
They went mad.
I know.
And then it turned out that the people on this Intelligence Bureau South Africa started going, hey, where'd you get this information from? Because no one else can verify it. And then ENCA.
Oh.
The ENCA reported that there was a hijacking. And then SAA Link released a statement going there's no hijacking. And ENCA deleted their news. They deleted their breaking news. So if you clicked on it, it went 501 page missing.
Oh my word.
And then that Intelligence Bureau updated their status to go, no, it was just a malfunction and whatever. But the funny part
is. And then that they surrounded the plane when it landed. The plane was properly.
They were stuck. They were stuck on the runway for an hour and a half because they thought it was a hijacking.
Yeah.
Two funny things. One, who knew that there was a flight from Cape Town to Vonderworm? Very interesting, right?
Cape Town to what?
Exactly. So who knew that? Great, great PR for SA Airlink. And the second part is there was a guy that was Facebooking from inside the plane who was going, "We're not hijacked. They're feeding us wine." And then he was like, "Oh,
and can you guys please just like stop this so we can get off the plane?
They've just given me another glass of wine." He was like talking about this whole, it was quite funny to watch. It was quite funny to follow. So I'm going to be doing an update story about that today.
And
I think
again,
it's really funny.
That shows the power
of social media. Don't believe everything you read, bro.
No, not at all.
Like try verify the source. Google it.
We
live in the age of Google.
But that is so scary. Can you imagine if it was like...
real.
Exactly.
No, I couldn't. And I'm glad that I wasn't climbing on a plane yesterday, because if I had seen that...
Then you're never flying ever again in your life.
No, after what I've been through the last couple of weeks, there is no way that I want to do any of that. Thank you very much. I'd rather skip out.
What was this Uber ice cream that you were talking about?
Okay, so... do you remember when Uber did the whole puppy thing?
Yes.
So they like added...
Did you get a puppy?
Joe Public did, but I wasn't in the agency.
Okay.
So, but it would have been cool. So it was for blind dog awareness and for training, socializing the puppies.
Yeah.
So on the day, the Uber app changed, and instead of just going Uber X, Uber Black, Uber Van, there was a fourth one that said Uber Puppy.
Yeah.
And you could call for the puppy. It charged you like $100 or whatever, but they brought the puppy to your office. And you could all sit and play with the puppy and socialize the puppy. Win-win. Everybody wins. The puppy gets socialized. You get some puppy time. It's cool.
And the puppy goes home.
And the puppy goes home afterwards. So you don't have to keep it afterwards. Yes. It's not buying a dog just for Christmas.
Mm.
So Friday is International Ice Cream Day. And Uber are going to be delivering ice creams to 15 countries around the world. Not like South Africa delivering to Canada, but in Canada, they'll be doing their Uber deliveries. And in South Africa, we're one of the selected Uber countries.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. It's $100 and they'll deliver 4 Magnums to your office or to your house or to wherever you want to get your ice creams. But quite cool is that they're giving back to charity at the same time. So it's not just about the ice cream. It's ice cream appreciation, plus they're giving back. Which I think is flippin' rad. It's always a cool side to doing that. And what other taxi service or business do you see doing cool things like this? You know?
And it's like, I wonder when the ice cream truck is coming around.
No, the ice cream Uber is coming around.
I know, right? That's flippin' awesome.
It's very cool. And in South Africa, apparently, some of the Uber ice creams might have fancy cars as well. I'm not allowed to give away any information. But that is... You might get a little fancy car.
Next you'll be getting Uber wine.
Hey, Uber, Elon, if you're listening, I know you listen to the show. If you were listening, that was our idea. Uber wine, you heard it first on the good stuff. That's all I'm saying. You can't steal ideas, yo. That's all I'm saying.
TM.
That is our catch-up, our weekly catch-up of what's sort of happening in the world. As you heard, it's got nothing to do with anything else you'll hear on any other news station, because that's not how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
That is not how we roll. But every week, something that we do and that we love doing is bringing you the top 5 good news stories. It's stuff that's trending on social media, that's been passed around on the news sites, and that's interesting. It gives you something different to talk about when you're at the dinner table or at the water cooler or searching for your Pokemon.
Come on, get with the Pokemon program.
So Kerry searches every week for the top 5 good news stories. I've thrown a bit of a curveball at her this week because she sent me 5 and I changed one because I actually want to talk about 6. So we're going to do the top five, and then the one that I've moved, I'm making this very vague, but the one that I've moved, we're going to do like last, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So my five we're going to do first, and then my five we're going to do first.
Well, have you seen the list?
Well, I have seen the list.
Okay. But then the last one is because I want to play that clip. That's why.
Okay.
So it's actually, we've got six, if you want to put it that way.
Okay, today, that's fine.
This week is the top six because I really want to play that clip. Did you watch the clip?
Did I watch the clip?
Okay, we're not going to talk about it now because we're going to bring it up now. What do we have at number five?
South African campaign going viral globally for all the right reasons.
Say what?
A South African campaign bringing awareness to the organ donor plight is going viral globally for all the right reasons. When I saw this, I was just finished for myself.
Okay, so I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take it 100 steps back.
Mm.
Jenna Lowe, who is one of South Africa's greatest heroes and will live on as a legendary icon in South African history forever, started the campaign for Get Me to 21 because she needed a lung transplant.
Mm.
And we were fortunate enough to interview her, and during that time, I became friends with her. She managed to get so many people on the organ donor list and unfortunately passed away, which was incredibly sad for everybody who had been a part of her story. And there were thousands that were part of her story.
Mm.
During that time, and I'd love to go back and sort of play you a clip, or if you go to some of the old podcasts, you would have heard that Jenna Lowe had someone who she looked up to.
Mm.
And that person is Fawn Rogers. Fawn Rogers... just because the universe is so giving and abundant, has become one of my closest friends just in the last couple of years. And Fawn just celebrated her second year. I'm going to lie about the numbers now. But she had a double lung transplant.
Sure.
She's dating one of my good friends, Travis Kruger, and I hope he's listening to the show. Otherwise, I'm going to deck him. And together, they're this powerhouse couple who I absolutely love. But Fawn is also doing amazing things. So last week, I saw this thing trending on social media where people are holding up these signs going, my mom was saved by an organ donor, or my best friend was saved by an organ donor. And I saw Travis with one going, my girlfriend was saved because of an organ donor. Hashtag save seven lives. And his dog, his little Boston Terrier, did one as well. Said, my mommy was saved by an organ donor. And I did one too. Little did I know that this thing was going global, virally, and people were doing it all around the world. And one of the originators is Fawn Rogers. She didn't even tell me. Like, she didn't even go, hey, it was me. Too modest.
And now you like...
And now everybody's jumping on board, and I think it's incredible. It's an important message. It raises awareness about the organ donation plight.
Mm.
There are just not enough people on the books to be organ donors.
They aren't.
And here's the deal, right? I believe, and it's my belief, that we should all automatically be organ donors.
Yes.
And only if you really want to be removed off the list should that be the admin that you should do.
But then, you know, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand why you wouldn't want to be.
There's some cultures. And I know
there's
cultures and religions
I know,
that don't believe in it.
100%.
But your body, this machine, this car that you're driving, can give someone else seven other of your parts and just continue to let them live. And you will live on. You will live on in someone else and give someone else life. So it's so important to me. Fawny, I love you and thank you for starting it.
I love you too. I'm waving.
She's waving from inside the studio. And yeah, man, if you want to raise awareness, put your sign up. Speak about this save seven lives and become a flippant organ donor. It's as simple as a registration online. It's that easy.
Mm.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. What do we have at number four?
An incredible photo from a protest is going viral. Here's the story behind it.
So did you see the photo? Because this was the secret story that I just stuck in here.
Yeah. You just threw it in.
It all happened over the weekend, but the story started trending last night.
It's a beautiful picture.
So Alicia Evans is in the photo. She's a 28-year-old mother from New York. And she's standing in front of these two policemen. And all she's wearing is a black and white flowing dress. And
they are like just about to attack her.
They did attack her and they put her in prison.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like in the picture, they're about to attack her.
And they've already said that this is going to go down in the history books as one of the most iconic photos of our time. Someone, a particular comment on the post said, look at her posture.
Yes.
She is balanced, powerful, upright, and well-grounded with both feet firmly planted on the earth. Look at the line made from the crown of her head to the heels of her feet. She is only protected by the force of her own personal power.
Sure.
By contrast, the officers have the transitory, temporary protection of their equipment that will be removed at the end of their shift. They are rocked back on their heels, knocked off balance, and appear about to fall over backward just from the power of her. This is a legendary picture. It will be in history and art books from this time. And it will, definitely. I've got the picture online. We're going to post that for you to see. It is phenomenal. It's like that picture where the girl put the flower in the car, in the gun. It's the same sort of thing, and it comes from 2016, when we have all these crazy riots and protests.
Nonsenses.
The world needs more peace and love. That's all I say. The world needs more peace and love. We'll put that up online. What do we have at number three?
One step at a time. South African hero continues to astound doctors with recovery.
Man, oh man, Darren August. He is one of South Africa's also heroes. The story was at the beginning of the year incredibly sad. He stopped a train robbery, or tried to, and they knocked him over the head.
He protected a pregnant lady.
He protected a pregnant lady. They knocked him over the head with a crowbar, stole all his stuff, threw him off a moving train where he broke his back.
But they didn't see his phone.
They didn't see his phone. It was like in his sock or whatever.
Backpack.
And then he phoned the ambulance. They came and fetched him.
He's
been in rehab ever since.
Yes.
And he's in this rehabilitation program, A, to teach him how to be independent in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And B, and it's his thing, he is determined
to walk again.
Come hell or high water, this man is going to walk again. Mm-hmm. And this week we've released sort of the story of him and his crutches. He's forced the doctors to put him in the braces.
And he said, don't be fooled. He is in excruciating pain. He says that every muscle in his body is in agony, but pushing.
He's pushing. And apparently the first time that after an accident like that where you've broken one of your spinal sort of segments, you battle to stand because your body's just
balanced.
You've been horizontal for so long. Yeah. And apparently the first time you would be put in this position, people pass out.
Yes.
And his first time, he went for 2 hours.
Sure. That's a long hair.
He's just an incredible hero and he's doing amazing stuff. His first weekend of being out of hospital, he didn't go home. He went and taught a charity NGO class back in Athlone. I sound like a terribly... I can't pronounce it. But we are. He's a hero, and we're following you, and we'll keep bringing you updates. Darren August, you are a phenomenal human being. What? I will put that up online so you can read the whole story. I don't want to give everything away. Whatever, number two.
Giving the gift of sight, thousands of reading glasses to be distributed to various organizations in need.
Flippin' cool, eh?
The Eye Makers and W1CL London, in partnership with the Star Pretoria News, will be distributing 10,000 pairs of reading glasses as part of Mandela Day 2016, valued at over 1 million rand.
As you do, just like give away a million rand's worth of glasses, because that's
so important.
It's so important. They're calling for old age homes and anybody in need that needs reading glasses to get in touch with them. How do they get in touch? Is there a thing there? I think it's the rmakers.co.za.
Yes.
The rmakers.co.za. You can send in that you need or that you have a charity or you know of a charity.
And there's an email as well for nasia@rmakers.co.za.
We're going to post that story up online so that you can nominate people, I guess.
Yes.
I guess that's sort of
that is a lot of glasses.
Damn.
And that's a lot of old people. And possibly not old people.
No, it could be young ones as well.
Exactly. Little ones with... that need glasses.
It's cool. I like to see people doing good stuff.
That's amazing.
It's all good.
Well done.
We're going to put that story up online. What do we have at number one?
Car Guard restores faith in humanity for all South Africans. This is why we love this incredible country.
So sometimes you get bogged down with all the cuck news and it's just not great. And sort of you look at things and you go, ugh, why?
I read this story and it was so me.
You?
Yeah.
So the woman...
Sometimes.
She went to the Tiger Valley Mall.
Tiger Valley, yeah.
And she was getting her kid out the car and the pram.
All flustered and blah, 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 blah.
And she left her car keys in the boot.
Yes.
And then went into the store.
Yep.
And walked around the mall...
40 minutes.
For 40 minutes when she realized that her car keys were gone. And then she was like, ah, I left them in the back of my car.
Let's run.
I know my car's gone. Like, yeah. I know my car's gone. I left it there, my car's gone. So she pram... handbag, child, trolley, ran through the shopping center, blood, sweat, and tears, ran to the entrance. At the entrance was Joseph, the car guard, who was standing there.
Waiting for her because he didn't want to miss her come out of the shop.
She didn't even take any notice. She ran straight past him, and he was like, ma'am, I have your car key.
Yes.
And I've locked your car.
Yeah.
And I was waiting here for you because I didn't want you to panic.
Yeah.
And that is what South Africa really needs
and
to be
so
about.
And so many people are commenting and they're saying that they've had a similar situation or been in a similar situation. And others are wanting to go there and reward him.
Man, that's cool. So cool. We're going to post that up online. So
after I read
cool
that
thing.
Story, every car guard I saw yesterday, I was like, hello, hi, yes, no, it's fine. Because it does. I mean, it's like... It's so important because people just ignore them.
Yeah, it's about, you know, knowing, giving back, knowing your people. All right, so that's number one. We're going to post that story up online so that you can read it and really get into the crux of it and see Joseph's photo and his beautiful
He's
smile.
He's so happy.
We only do five top stories, but we've introduced this new thing where we find really cool trending songs and things that are important.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is one of them.
What happened? What happened when I would listen to this, Brent?
You cried. You cried.
Oh, my word.
So, I don't know if you remember Chewbacca Mom, but she...
How can you forget?
She went viral for doing a really silly video where she had like a Chewbacca mask on, and she was laughing. She made everybody laugh. She received like $15 million worth of stuff. Which was pretty insane.
Millions of views.
And she was on all these shows and all things great happened. Over the weekend or last week, we had the protests. We had the shootings. There's so much going on in the world that's just a little bit crazy right now. And Chewbacca Mom made a Facebook Live video. Again, her original Facebook Live video is the most viewed Facebook Live video in the world. She's made another one, and I'm not even going to say any more. I want you guys to listen to this. Oh, that's not it. Button, other button. Let's try this again. Listen up. This is Chewbacca Mom doing her thing again on Facebook Live. Take a listen. Hey.
I am sitting in my couch here in Grand Prairie, Texas, and I'm actually not that far away from Dallas. I'm about 30 minutes from where the shootings happened the other night. I am thousands of miles, hundreds of miles away from really identifying with every single ounce of pain that I know is being felt by the whole world right now. Literally the whole world. And so I really don't know what else to say other than I've been spreading joy and I've been hoping to do that. But I found myself the last couple days being silent because I've been so sad and so hurt by what's going on. And I wanted to just share with you my own arrangement of a song that I came across that has really meant something amazing to me. And so you're going to have to bear with me because I don't play piano as my first instrument. And I'm very nervous to just share this with you because it's so vulnerable. But I felt like somebody needs to sing these lyrics again and sing them over our world and just be a good reminder. So that's all I'm going to do. Just sing it real quick and then hope that it in some way touches you and inspires you today to make a better place.
Take a listen.
Ready? Here we go.
It's pretty insane. Get the tissue.
There's
ready.
A place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and this place could be so much brighter than tomorrow. Oh, and if you really try, in this place you will feel there's no hurt and no sorrow. And there are ways that you can get there if you care enough for the living. So make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying if If you care enough for the living, make a better place, make a better place, make a better place. Make a better place, make a better place, make a better place. Yes, there's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and this place could be so much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, in this place you will feel there's no hurt, no hurt, and no sorrow. There are ways you can get there if you care enough for the living. So make a little space, make a better place. Oh, and heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying.
Okay, so I have to ask you, did you even know that she could sing?
No way. Like, I would never.
All of a sudden, this woman just could sing.
When she started, I was like, oh no, I wonder how. And then I'm just sitting there and I'm like, I have to watch it again and again and again. It's really beautiful. Wow.
She says, I hope the song in some way touches you and inspires you today to make the world a better place. And I can tell you, Candace, for free and for nothing, you have inspired. You're flipping cool. And again, your second Facebook Live video, and it's right behind your first one. People love you. And I wouldn't be surprised if you, you know, become the next best singing, whatever, what. She's amazing. So that's Chewbacca Mom. Every week we get to interview amazing people doing incredible things. And we also get to bring you a whole bunch of information on the CEO Sleepout. Cliff Central is one of the partners, and we are spearheading the Sympathy Sleepout. Kerry and I are going to be on the bridge on the evening. We're going to be interviewing all the CEOs that are on the bridge. It's going to be a live broadcast, so you guys can tune in to cliffcentral.com to pick that up. We're also going to be crossing over to people that are going to be sleeping out at their different companies. That is called the Sympathy Sleepout. And the only way to get involved in the Sympathy Sleepout is to visit the website so that you can log on and register and do all those great things. Today, we have the general manager of DDZ, Decor Design is what they're actually called, but everybody knows them as DDZ. And he's joined us in studio, it's Robert, to talk a little bit about the Sympathy Sleepout. How's it going?
Good, how's it going, guys?
Welcome to the good stuff, it's great to have you here.
Yeah, good to be here.
I'm glad you didn't cry when we had old Chewbacca Mom, Chewbacca Mom wailing. Kerry nearly did again. It's a little bit silly. It's great to have you here. We're going to get into what the Sympathy Sleepout is and why you guys got involved. But for maybe for people who are living under a rock and might not know, what is Decor Design?
Well, we're an events company, and we do decor, anything from small parties to big corporate events, weddings. We've got a hiring department for people who want to do it themselves. We're a family business. Started off with my mum, my dad, myself, two-bedroom townhouse. And we now own our own warehouse, and we employ around 130 people.
I know, you're huge. I use you on a lot of different jobs, and we love what you do. It's your work is pretty phenomenal.
Yes, the guys do an amazing job, a very dedicated team, and they love what they do, so it helps.
I'm giving you the opportunity to plug a little bit, but it's also because I dig what you guys do. Last week we did an event for a pharmaceutical company, and it was an event in the morning and an event in the afternoon.
Oh, yes.
And we had to turn the venue around because it was two opposing brands.
Yes.
And you guys did it in like 43 minutes.
Yes, I was actually at that setup.
The
it was challenging. It was good, yeah.
43 minutes.
Yeah. But I promise you, Kerry, it was like super earthy, super green, yeah. Like quite green, and then it turned into an adventure. It was unbelievable, and you did an amazing job. I saw the photos.
Oh, thank
you.
So
much. The work you guys do is incredible. We were saying you're not sleeping out on the bridge, but you are taking part in the Sympathy Sleepout. So maybe if I can just touch on the CEO Sleepout, the broader sort of idea around it is about education, raising money, which is the 40 million,
yes,
and eradicating homelessness.
Absolutely.
Do you think it's an important thing that they're doing?
Absolutely. I think it's there's two points, right? It's a Whitney Houston song, but it just comes to mind instantly is, you know, the children are the future,
wow.
Teach them, you know, and let them guide the way. And it's the important thing as well that comes to mind is give a man a fish and he's not hungry for a day. Well, yeah, you feed him for a day and teach a man how to fish and he'll never go hungry again. I think, you know, education is the essence, right? And if you teach people, they can better themselves and
It's so important, and I think now 2016 we're South Africa years and years and years into this democracy, and we have this huge segment of our population that are living in poverty. Mm. I went cycling on Sunday.
I saw your pictures; they're so beautiful.
And I did the Spruit, which is sort of in the center part of the urban side of Johannesburg.
Mm.
Kerry, it is so disheartening to see the amount of people living next to the river.
And that's not the only one. I've seen quite a few this week alone of people that live under bridges next to the river. And it's terrible. It really, really is. It's just heartbreaking.
So, I mean, it is. It's a hectic thing to sort of go through and to look at. And to when you become aware of it, that's when you want to start changing it. When I got home on Sunday afternoon, I was like, how do I stop this homelessness? What do I do? Well, here's a simple way. It's flippin' simple. Sympathy Sleep Out. You guys have joined the Sympathy Sleep Out.
Yeah.
It's 800 rands that you need to pay on the website, which is www.thecosleepoutza.co.za. I do this often. What are your plans on the evening? Is your whole company going to be sleeping in your parking lot?
Yes, yeah, the entire company, everyone from the cleaners to warehouse staff to events crew, supervisors, the coordinators, everybody, and then we've got suppliers coming in as well, and friends and family. Everybody's invited.
It's
so
like the whole thing.
Yeah, we're having a big drive. You know, there's kind of an entrance fee. You know, blankets, clothes, usable items.
That is such a great idea.
So if you want to come and have join the fun, then you know that's what you got to bring in. And we're gonna have a coffee station, a soup kitchen. We're gonna have big conga drums for fire. You know, people can stand around and talk the night through and try to keep warm and you know get a feel of what it's like. It's like you said earlier, right? It's not about being homeless for a night. It's about spreading the awareness, and the only way you can spread the awareness is to live it, right? Even if it's just for it's just one night, but one night might be enough for some people to realize what it's like for people who do it every day.
That was my next question. Do you think it'll work? So obviously your answer is yes.
Yes, yes.
I've spoken to a lot of CEOs who have come in and they did the bridge last year, and the CEO of IQ Business, he actually sat here and he said to us, the most debilitating thing is when you realize that at 3:30 in the morning, there is no way to keep yourself warm. There is no
way.
It's nothing you do on the 28th of July when it's freezing cold in Johannesburg. Every ounce of your body is just in so much pain because it is cold.
Yeah. Mm.
And that makes you realize. And for him, it changed his perspective.
Yes.
When you see homeless people sleeping during the day, you're like, ah, why are you on the side of the road? What's wrong with
get
you?
A job. Yeah,
get a job, right?
Yeah. Do something. Majority of homeless people in South Africa, when it's cold and it's winter, they spend the evenings walking around because they A, cannot find a safe place, B, they cannot keep warm, so they sort of just walk around and keep themselves awake and looking after their belongings. And then during the day in the heat, they sleep.
Yeah.
And that's a change of perspective.
Safer as well.
And the fact that we could bring that up and speak about that as an awareness is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, on the CEO Sleep Out on the evening, I'm going to be calling you guys so I can find out what's going on in your premises. I want to sort of hear all the stories and what you guys are coming up with to change the world and make it a better place. And educate our future leaders. If people want to get hold of you, because you are a good business.
Yes.
How do they get hold of you?
They can either go visit our website. It's www.ddz, it's deltazulu.co.za, or they can call us on the office line, which is 086-100-7270.
You can also hear that's not the first time that he's done that. it's been amazing having you on the show. We will put
very
all of that
exciting
online so that people can hold of you. Looking forward to chatting to you guys in the evening.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, guys. It's been great.
If you want to get involved in the CEO Sleep Out, it's that easy. www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. We're going to be with you the whole night on the 28th of July.
Yay.
Last year, the CEO Sleep Out was the biggest fundraising event in South Africa. This year, as a proud digital media partner for the Sympathy Sleep Out, Cliff Central is challenging you to rally your colleagues in a company sleep out at your offices in support of the homeless and to raise money for education. It costs only 800 rand to register, Visit cliffcentral.com for more info.
This is cliffcentral.com. We can work on.
Do not work from home. We work from a studio. That was your cue to go, yes, Brent.
Yes, Brent, we do. Every Tuesday from 10 to 11 on cliffcentral.com.
And on cliffcentral.com. Every Tuesday we get to interview inspirational, incredible people that are doing just the most amazing things. Today's no different. Sharon has been on the show many times, speaking about many different things that she's been up to. She is an incredible inspiration to me and to so many different South Africans. Her daughter, I said, there's some people don't wear capes and they are superheroes, and it's definitely to say that Layla is one of my superheroes. She's always been an inspiration to me, and she's just this little fighter that just does so much good for everybody in South Africa. We did say one day she's going to be a radio DJ. She's in studio today, so we can talk about that in a bit. But so Sharon, welcome to the good stuff.
Thanks so much, Brett. Thanks for having me back.
Back in here again. We're speaking about the amazing things that you're doing for Layla and the Appendy Angels. Appendy Angels, quickly, what is it? Just for people that might not know.
So Appendy Angels started from Layla. It was inspired by Layla. So what we do is we actually fund children with cancer with medical aid so that they can have their treatments and everything covered. So we raise a lot of awareness and a lot of funds just to try and cover all of that so that they don't have to have that financial burden.
And it's an important thing because there are a lot of families. I mean, we just said that a lot of South Africa live in poverty. Mm. When you add something like a serious illness or disease that they don't have the money to look after, that's when something like your foundation comes in and really does look after them.
That's exactly it. I mean, a lot of the time, a lot of the children actually have to wait for treatment, whereas when they've got medical aid, they don't have to wait for that treatment. So they've got a better chance of surviving a lot quicker. So that's what we do. We try and get it in the butt then, let's go.
And the reason we're in studio today, we've actually dragged in one of our other show hosts. As he walked in, he's like, you're in my chair. Brett, how's it going?
All right, and you, bud?
Good. For those, I mean, we've got so many shows at Cliff Central, and everybody listens to different shows. They might not have picked up. What do you do at Cliff Central?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. I come here every Monday, and I talk rubbish for an hour, and then I go home.
The rubbish he talks is all about technology, so it's not just rubbish. It's important.
Thank you. No, it's futurology. We try and look at what's coming, what has been, and try and put the two together and just put a little bit of spin on tech.
Did you guys predict Pokemon Go?
We didn't, but we've been playing in AR for 4 years, so the technology is not new, but the share price on Nintendo says it is.
Yeah, all of a sudden everybody's like, what?
Did you hear today? Someone was at a job interview yesterday, and three people sitting in the room with them were playing Pokemon Go. More people are using it than Tinder in the States.
Correct. It hasn't hit South Africa properly yet, because you can't get it in the South African store.
Not in the South African store, but they're always around it.
Yes, they are.
Like, I've got a USA store. But don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. All right, today we're here to speak about something amazing that you've been a part of. It's like family sitting around a table, because I've known you for years. We've worked together on various projects. Sharon and I have done many things. I rode twice for 94.7 for little Layla. Even though I'm riding for Good Things Guy this year, I'm still going to have a sticker on me for Layla. Awesome. So it's not all done.
We're going to be behind you all the way, giving you little flags and saying, remember us.
And now we've come up with what I believe is to be one of the first thing of its kind in South Africa as a concept. I'm trying to be vague about it because I want you to introduce it. So what is this thing?
Okay, so first of all, we need to take a step back. Mm. You either get apps for Apple or for Android. Yes. And at the moment in South Africa, Android outweighs Apple probably about 8 or 9 to 1. Not looking around this place, because we all seem to be iOS people. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, that is the situation. The challenge that we have here as developers is you cannot sell your apps if you build them for Android. So you can, but you'll never get the money, because Google doesn't have financial agreements. So after quite a bit of work, we found a way where we've been able to register a store in Australia, and we've helped South African app developers put their apps into the Australian store, and then because of PayPal, that we're now in the PayPal system, we can bring the money back for them. So the company or the website that we've developed is called Appregator, so it's appregator.net. And I'm very honored and pleased to say that the first app to go up into Appregator is a little app called Layla's Journey.
Oh, yay!
So basically, you know, when I met Sharon, and I think it was also through you, so thank you for that, and Layla's touched all of our hearts, and I love it to bits. You know, the problem with trying to do good, as you know firsthand, everyone's looking for something. Everyone needs help. Everyone needs to try and raise funds where they can. So the idea behind Layla's journey was, we're not just saying, please give us money because you're a good person. We're saying, have some fun. Buy the app. So in doing that, you're getting a game. It's a great little game, even if I say so myself. And the first that you're referring to is that I don't believe of another social investment game in South Africa. So,
For myself, I'm deeply entrenched in that world. Yes. We are meeting charities and NGOs, and no one has nothing. Done this. No. I haven't seen it anywhere. It hasn't been sent to me. No one's speaking about it. You guys have developed a game, and it wasn't just you, because you're the technical brains and the cleverness behind us.
Definitely not. It was our little star herself.
Exactly.
I mean, she had input she's sitting from her here. From day one.
She's sitting here not saying much, but Layla came up with colors. Hello.
Hi.
So, Layla, are you excited about your game? Yes, she is. Very excited. So, yeah, she had a lot of input when it came to colors and graphics and how she wanted
even
things.
Even the icons. So we've based it on the Candy Crush concept of moving the squares, because we thought that would be a popular genre for everyone to play. But Layla insisted that one of them had to have a spider on it, because that's her favorite thing. She's marrying Spider-Man one day, 100%. So she has been creative director on this game from day dot. Even the icon. With the little stylized video face. The original one had a bow, and she said, no bows. So we took
Take
it out.
Off.
Yep.
Wow.
So she's been paramount to this. It's been a great project to work on. As I said, I'm pleased to say it is available in iOS, but that's just the free version. I think it's just two levels as a teaser. We are going through the motions. That's the most politically correct way I can say with Apple at the moment. Yeah. But the Android version is up, it's live, go out there, buy it. You know, you can go to aprigator.net, you can search it online, you'll find it. We're going to raise some money for everyone.
I think it's super exciting, and the work that Appendy Angels is doing is just phenomenal. For you to be able to find another revenue stream that is not going to hurt people's pockets, and at the same time they can have fun, it just makes it so... It's like win-win. Why did we not think of this before? It's all just
But
here.
It tells a story at the same time, because the mom and the dad will buy it for the kids, and the kids will ask... What is this about?
Yes.
And it's a little girl's journey, and you actually
creating
now starting
awareness.
To walk that journey yes. with her.
Yeah.
So
absolutely amazing.
It's inspiring. It started with her. It is. I mean, there's little cancer ribbons. There's butterflies, and it's everything that we represent. We've got hope. We've got Layla.
We've got a fun soundtrack.
Yes.
Okay, so it's super rad. I want to play this straight after the show. I'm going to do a Facebook Live video of me playing the game for the first time.
Nice.
And then you guys can download it and get it on Android. And I'll put up all the information so people can get it as well. There is something else that you wanted to chat about. It's something that I was supposed to do, but unfortunately I'm in Durban for the AIDS conference this weekend. You guys have got a CrossFit challenge.
We do. It's at the Sledgehammer CrossFit in Jukskay Park. It's on the corner of Robin and Platina Road. So it's R100. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. And Layla was actually there on Saturday, and she managed to do 15 pull-ups non-stop.
Wow.
15.
I can barely get myself out of bed.
Can I just say, because we're on radio, people can't see us.
Yes.
Layla is the same height as a table, and she's a little girl. But apparently she's super strong, like a lion.
Yes, and you know, we're very privileged that a Sledgehammer CrossFit Center actually picked us. It started in America, where they did it Heroes for Heroes, for all of their war heroes and stuff like that. And now what they've done is they're the first to introduce it into South Africa, and they've decided to do it for children fighting cancer. So if you want to be a hero, come and do the Hero Challenge on Saturday morning. That's the 16th at 8 o'clock. 100 Rand gets you in, and you can sweat it out with Layla.
And Layla's showing us her muscles.
Again, this is all about doing something and doing something for good. We're going to train anyway. We're going to go and do those things anyway.
Exactly.
Why not do it for good?
Well, that's it. I mean, and it's fun. I mean, if you want to pick up a weight or one of those big hectic tires, you know, go for it. It's fun, and it's all for a great cause. It really is. It really helps a lot of little kids out there. We actually raising for Graham and Layla this weekend. Graham needs some financial support at the moment. Layla needs a new wheelchair. There's a lot of little things. So, you know, that's what we're going for. We're aiming. Creating awareness. It's not going to be the last one either.
Those little things add up. And I need to... I mean, I hate speaking about money, but it's generally what charities need the most of, so that they can look after the kids in this case that need it most. If you can give our listeners an idea of what it costs monthly to look after one of these kids, what would it be?
Well, if we look at just the medical aid costs, one medical aid could cost anything between $2,500 to $6,500 a month, depending on their treatment base that we put them on and the coverage that they need. And that would just be one child. And then that's also a lot.
And the medical aids don't often cover everything. So like you were saying, a new wheelchair. We had Matthew Cohen who came in here, and Maddie's in a chair. And I mean, I was blown away just because it's not part of my frame of reference. A good wheelchair that's custom fit for your body and something that you can live in and sort of use could go anywhere up to 100,000 rand for a wheelchair.
That's right.
That's the reality of what these kids are facing, and the kids that you're looking after, their families don't have that kind of money. They just don't have it.
No, they struggle tremendously. I mean, and oxygen machines and oxygen tanks, all of those things cost money. Medical aid only covers a portion. You still got to financially put in the rest. So that's what we try our utmost best to do. I mean, not every month we can do that because, I mean, you know, we're still a small charity. We're still working hard, but we don't give up. We don't give up ever.
And that's what I love about you. I said Layla's an inspiration, but you've also been an inspiration to me. And I mean, you're always part of who I am, and flipping, I'm always there for you, and
I'll help you out in any way possible.
This is not a love fest. This is about getting money. So the game.
Download that app and come and have that CrossFit challenge with Layla on Saturday.
The game is going. Is it live already?
It is. Yes. As I said, it's live. The Android version is the paid, the full version. You know, it really is a good cause, Brent. You know, we've done everything as well to make sure that there's no additional fees that come off it, so the money goes straight through to Pendy Angels. So we can all feel good about it. But
man, that's
like
important.
You said, no, it is important. And, you know, the nice thing about it is if you're going to sit on the toilet playing games, well, play a game for a cause. You know, that's that kind of thing.
Can you just give us, so it's Layla's Journey. Is that what you
searched
for?
It's called Layla's, so Layla apostrophe S Journey. You'll see it. It's got this cute little video, like her little face. And then there's an opening video, which also explains a bit more. But yeah, you can go straight into the Play Store. It's all 148 countries that it's listed in. So
absolutely amazing. We're going to put that all online. If people want to follow your incredible company and the work you do and the stuff you have at Cliff Central, and I mean, you wear 10 different hats. How do they get hold of you?
On Twitter at FatCatBrett, PHATCAT Brett. Brett@brettlevy.co.za. I've also got, you know, so just brettlevy.co.za, and all the links are there.
It's absolutely that simple. It's been great having you on the show.
Thank you, Brent. Yeah, it's been good.
Give us your details for Pendy.
Well, first of all, I want to say thanks to Brett for putting up
anytime.
With us.
No, it's a pleasure.
And then it's info@pendyangels. It's pendyangels.co.za.
It's that simple. We're going to post all of that online. I'm so excited to play the game. I cannot believe that the hour is over.
Now.
We're going to play straight after.
Yay.
We're going to put it on Facebook Live. That is the good stuff for this week. It's an hour that flies by. I actually can't believe it was here and now it's gone. Every week we bring you a little bit of change. One thing, change everything. This week is no different. I'm going to keep it the same as last week. Put a jersey or a jacket that you are not wearing. I know you have so much clothing in your cupboards. Put it in your car.
Socks.
Or socks. Because homeless people need socks.
Yes.
You don't think of these things. And when you stop at an intersection or at somewhere and you see someone in need, help them with warm clothing.
Yes.
It's flipping cold. We can all feel it. No one deserves to be cold. A reality. You've tuned into the good stuff on Cliff Central. We're here every week, every Tuesday from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. We bring you the good stuff. All of our podcasts are available for download. So if you want to hear the other shows where Sharon was here with Layla, you can do that as well. We're going to post it up online. And we need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. If you have good thoughts, they will shine out of your face like sunbeams, and you will always look happy. That is something from Roald Dahl. He's actually on the cinemas at the moment. That's why I chose that. That's the good stuff for this week. I know we started off with a really dodgy song, so I'm going to fix that with something that I am addicted to at the moment.
Again,
we're going to hear it one more time. Thanks for joining on the good stuff. I hope you have a terrific Tuesday.
This is CliffCentral.com. This